Welcome to Be More. Sarah Gretzinger is an entrepreneur, author, and international speaker who brings you her take on what it means to be an entrepreneur in the 21st century. Everything from building a personal brand to delegating like a rock star to creating and launching online products and services and marketing yourself as the go-to leader in your industry and beyond. If you're a speaker, author, coach, consultant, expert, blogger, podcaster, freelancer, or solopreneur, Be More is about to become your new favorite podcast.
Hello, everyone, entrepreneurs, you know, networkers, everyone just hanging out in this space. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, for taking the time to push play, for letting me hang out in your ear for a little bit. I'm really passionate about today's topic. Today, we're talking about the five people you meet at networking events. If you've been around the space for a while, you have probably heard this many, many times. It's a great refresher. If you haven't heard it, it's an essential lifeline for entrepreneurs and networkers. It's the method that I myself use, and it's just been a really incredible way for me to streamline, to segment, to increase my revenue, to decrease my outgoing expenses, to save me time and energy. Honestly, the method of five has dramatically transformed the way I do business, and it probably sounds like I'm praising this to the hills, and the truth is I am, because I think that anything that saves you time and energy and can allow you to increase your revenue and decrease your expenses is super powerful in business. So, without further ado, I am going to dive right in today, and hopefully you guys are having a kick-ass day and are super receptive to just hearing, and you know that you're sitting in a nice quiet calm place so that you can just absorb what I'm about to tell you. So the method of five, short background, came about from my entrepreneurial journey of honestly just feeling like I was wasting time. I felt like I was running on this constant hamster wheel and literally didn't think I was ever getting off. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of entrepreneurs who are listening to this feel the same way. People tell me this all the time. Sarah, how the hell do I get from here to here? And you know, the truth of the matter is a lot of times we just feel stuck. And when we feel stuck and when we're in the process of building our business, we're looking for other people to help us, whether it's to guide us, whether it's to teach us, whether it's to literally physically do and implement for us, whether it's to buy from us or people to sell to. Whatever it might be that you need in the form of connection, at some point along your journey, you're constantly looking to get from, you know, A to B, and people fill that gap. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. People fill the gaps of business, and they really are what create the foundation of it. Without people to buy from you, you don't have sales. Without people to strategize with you, it's really just you and your thoughts. And that's incredible and really powerful. Excuse me, guys, I got a little bit of a dry throat today. And it's really powerful, but we always want to be learning from other leaders who can inspire us with the ways that they do things. So the method of five came about really because I understood that there are five people that you meet at networking events. And, you know, not only networking events, but there's really five people that you meet that fit in the entrepreneurial space. And I needed a way to understand how the heck I was going to get off this hamster wheel of constant meetings, of endless phone calls, of honestly not having a clue what I was doing in business. Like when I first started, I literally just threw spaghetti at the wall. Honestly, that's what it feels like looking back from where I was to where I am now. And it wasn't very fun because washing walls, let's just face it, it's not very exciting. But I needed a way to figure out who was going to fit into my entrepreneurial journey to help shape the vision I had and how those people each played a role. So when I started attending more and more networking events, I really came to recognize, you know, the five different people that I was meeting. And as soon as I recognized the consistency of these people and that they were showing up online, offline, at the soccer field, at the grocery store, because of course, as an entrepreneur, you know, your entrepreneurial brain never stops and everybody you meet is a potential client or prospect or collaboration or whatever they may be. But I saw the same consistent pattern everywhere I went. And I started thinking, how can I utilize my network in a stronger way, in a more impactful way that would allow me to have a little bit more time, a little bit more freedom, more money in my pocket, less money going out, and really just be able to rely on the community that I was engaged in and also the community that I was creating around myself. So what I recognized, and take this one with a grain of salt, guys, is that I call them the number ones, okay? And not that they're low at the bottom of the totem pole, but they're kind of, I call them the number ones because to me, it's the person that I want to spend the least amount of time with. And by spending the least amount of time, I'm increasing the most amount of revenue because my time is worth so much. And when I'm wasting my time on useless tasks or on people who really aren't invested, then, you know, I'm spending time that I can't get back. So essentially, I'm spending money that I'm never going to see a return on investment. And what I recognize is that the number ones were my time wasters. And those were the people that just, you know, they would come at me, they would ask me 100,000 questions, they would spill the beans on their entire life. I'd give them some form of educational tip or advice or something like that. And they would just kind of keep talking over me like I wasn't even standing there because what they had to say was so much more important. Or I would give them some sort of information and engage in a conversation, and they would just keep asking question after question after question after question. But what I would recognize is that after three or four or five conversations, they literally did nothing with the information that I gave them. And so in the beginning stages, I would simply, you know, walk away or block them, but as a business owner, it's not really the best and most professional approach. So what I started doing is I started referring these people to resources, those handy blogs that I was writing all the time and YouTube videos and recordings and different things. And I just started directing them to resources. So like within a matter of 3 minutes of the conversation happening, I would kind of say, oh, I have this new thing, like you should check it out. The important thing is I would say, you know, once you listen to it, read it, go through the workbook, whatever it may be, I'd love for you to come back and tell me how it changed your life, how it changed your business. And what I would notice is that these people really didn't care. So they wouldn't do it. And they either just wouldn't come back to me because they were, you know, sort of like, oh, I didn't do that and I don't want to have to tell her. Or what would happen is they would come back to me and they would start talking again. And I would right away say, oh, well, you know, I'd really love to know what you thought of that resource. How did it impact you? And when they would say, oh, well, I didn't take the time to read it, I would say, you know, I really enjoy spending time with people who value our conversation. And, you know, I see that you're, you know, kind of not ready for what I have to give and kind of who I am and how I provide information to people. Perhaps we should have this conversation at a later date when you are a little bit more receptive. I'm really excited for you to learn what I'm about and also excited to learn what you're about, but you know, maybe right now is not the right time. And so it became sort of this polite, easier way of letting people down. But the really interesting piece about the number ones and diverting them to resources is that some entrepreneurs they're just not on the right track yet. And so they're bouncing from here to there and all over the place, and they're trying to figure out what makes sense for them. And so in doing that, they're kind of word vomiting everything at you. And I find that the odd person will get diverted to a resource. Maybe it will be two or three of them over time. And they'll either trail off if they're genuinely only interested in talking about themselves because they're not getting the attention from me. Or what will happen is they'll have that brilliant aha moment. And when they come back to me with an aha moment, I know that there's someone I want to invest more time into because I've struck a light bulb. And maybe that doesn't mean that they're the right client for me or the right person to be engaged in who I am and what I'm doing. But once they have an aha moment and a little bit more clarity, I know that it's the right time to direct them to the right person, to the right channels. And so I can continue being a really great networker by becoming a resource once that person has more clarity. But spending your time with people who just don't know what they're doing, who are really just there to waste time, who aren't really focused and serious on their business, it's not going to benefit you. It's literally just going to drain you and exhaust you. You have 24 hours in a day. You know, you're supposed to get 8 hours of sleep or 6 hours or whatever it is you're supposed to get now. You probably have a family or hobbies or whatever it is. And so spending your time with people who really are just there to waste your time is just not what you want to be doing. So that's how I handle my number ones. My number twos and threes, I group these guys together, although they're very different. One actually converts into the other often. So my number twos are my warm leads. And my number threes are my hot leads. So twos and threes are leads. These are people that you want to spend a sufficient amount of time with. And obviously, here's why. Your number twos are your warm leads. So these are people who need to be educated. They need to be familiar with you, with your brand, with your company, with your material. You're going to want to invest a little bit more time into the conversion process because they can already assess that you're someone they want to interact with, and maybe they don't understand yet that you can solve a problem they have. But you being the entrepreneur, if you've spent any length of time having a conversation with this person, perhaps you met them in person or perhaps you've had a conversation online, your warm leads are someone who is going to, you know, download your workbook, download your file, constantly engage with you on social media on, you know, specific topics of your business. Or again, someone who you recognize needs what you have. And so you're going to want to divert some of your time into nurturing that relationship in whatever way you and your business does this. So your number twos are really crucial and you want to have a consistent flow. I'm going to say it again. You want to have a consistent flow of number twos. You want to constantly be engaging in conversation and interacting with people who you can identify need what you have. Because the more you can identify these people, the more you can understand your potential buyer, and the more easily it becomes to create the right content and the right materials and figure out the right strategies. But more importantly, the easier it becomes to convert in larger quantities, increasing your sales, because of course, you have a flood of number twos, warm leads coming into your business. And at some point, the number twos convert into a number three. And of course, once they become a number three, they're a hot lead. And they have that moment where they're like, oh shit, I need this. Like, this is going to change my life. This is going to change my business. This is going to blank, 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 whatever it may be that you do. They become that hot lead and they are ready to buy. And when they're a hot lead, it's not even about the amount of time you spend with them. It's about how quickly you give them that time. If you sit around and wait on a hot lead and you don't take the necessary steps or do the process, whatever it may be, sometimes it's just like a click, cart, and go, and they're responsible for doing that on their own. But you want to make sure they know where that cart is. Otherwise, your hot leads are likely going to go somewhere else. Once they realize the problem they have and they realize the solution, if you're not there in front of them, or your product or service isn't there in front of them, they're going somewhere else. It's just, unfortunately, the nature of the beast. And sometimes you're going to be at a networking event or online, and you're going to talk to someone and share who you are and what you do, and right away, they're going to know. They're going to be like, oh shit, that's exactly what I've been looking for. That's exactly what I need. And of course, again, you're going to want to give them your time and attention right away, or make sure that they're in the appropriate channel to sell. You're not going to go exit that conversation to, I don't know, binge watch Netflix. Not that anyone I think would do that, but you never know. So your number threes are important. So you always want to have a flow of number twos and threes. And assuming your processes work properly, then you're going to know right away that you have this and you've done it correctly. If you don't have a consistent flow of number twos coming into your business, converting into number threes, you guys need to like message me and we need to bang this out and figure out what is happening in your business. Where's the breakdown in the foundation or the brand strategy or the messaging or the content or the time management, whatever it may be that is causing you to not have this? Because if you don't have these two, then you really don't have a proper functioning business, because you're not going to have sales coming in. And of course, you know, that's what we want to have. So going from the number threes, I love my number fours. I'm so blessed to have so many number fours in my life. And the number fours are people who you can collaborate with. And these are really powerful people, because a number four, a collaboration partner, is going to be someone who not only keeps you on track of where you are and where you're going, but they're going to also support the number twos and threes, either with value, either with time, either with process, or they're going to help launch you into the next phase of where you want to be, with a little bit more ease or clarity or value or whatever it may be. A number four is not, I'm going to repeat that, is not somebody who completely diverts where you're going in business. They might have the greatest idea in the world, but if it's not in alignment with where you're going, it's not the right collaboration for you. It doesn't mean that it's always going to be the wrong collaboration, but so frequently entrepreneurs are pitched this and pitched that, and oh my God, I have a great idea, and oh my gosh, I just did the best thing. And all of a sudden, their business model goes out the window, or it starts hanging on by a thread, and they're attracted to this other thing, only to find out that it wasn't their true passion to begin with, it was someone else's. And it takes them out of alignment with where they're going. So be careful with the number fours. If you're listening to this and you've subscribed to get the copy of my upcoming book that I co-authored on, I dive really deep into number fours and how to establish these partnerships, how to align with them, how to build trusting relationships and work a little bit, you know, more in sync with people so that it's an equal partnership. And I think it's crucial to know that. So make sure you grab that so that you can dive into the number fours a little bit more deeply. And of course, the number fives. The number fives are really, really, really critical. Okay, guys, they're so crucial, because the number fives are people who you meet, who you aspire to be like. You're not going to try to be them, but maybe they have characteristics that you admire. And you realize that those are characteristics that help form a strong leader or a strong speaker or a strong salesperson. And you realize that I really want to have and embody those characteristics. And this is a great person to follow and learn from, because that's going to help enhance me and my business. So number fives are really powerful, because they can not only help save you money by learning, you know, power and knowledge go hand in hand. And so by learning from these people, it can help save you money. What did they do that worked? What didn't they do that, you know, didn't work? how does their process make sense and how does it differ from yours? Maybe you're in the same industry and yours is like completely different and totally not working. You know, maybe looking at their method and studying their method might help give some insight so you're not spending time and money wasted on things that aren't working for you. The number fives are also critical for one very important reason. Number fives are someone that people want to follow. They're someone that people want to learn from. They're someone that inspires others and empowers others and helps literally lift the vibration when you're around them. You can sense that this person has what it takes. That doesn't mean they have everything together every minute of the day. Nobody does. But they are doing it and they are having that sense of fulfillment in their career, not just out there grinding the pavement, not spending time with their kids, overworked, overtired, angry. They are literally, you know, that person that you aspire to be like. And so when we meet the number fives, we want to absorb and we want to learn from them. We want to learn their ways. We want to learn their methods. We want to understand the important characteristics that help them to get to where they are. And we want to look deep in ourselves and do that self-assessment. You know, I don't want to be this person, but some of the things that this person does do make sense. And maybe I need to consider, you know, how well am I doing these things? Am I even doing them? Do I need to add, adjust, or change? But the other really crucial piece to the number fives is that you don't just want to learn from the number fives, you want to become a number five, okay? When you become the number five, when you become a person who people aspire to be like, you have a following, you have credibility, you have community. When you are that leader, you have shaped your business in an entirely different way. And typically that's where we hit the point where we go from working in our business to really working on our business. And there's a huge difference from time, money, energy, credibility when we make that shift. So don't only find number fives that you can just kind of watch, you know, watch their podcasts, watch their videos, you know, go listen to their seminars, but start to shape in your mind, how do you become a number five for the community that you're creating, for the network that you're building? So when you're out at a networking event, guys, when you're online networking, I want you to drill these five people into your head. And figure out, I literally can do it now within the first, you know, 60 seconds of talking to someone. Are they a 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5? If I've held my conversation the right way, and I address in the book how to spot these people really quickly so that you're being, you know, the most efficient with your time and giving the most value to them and letting them get the most value from you, how do you spot these people quickly? And so if you are spotting them quickly, you should be able to recognize, literally under 2 minutes for sure, what number these people fall in. And when you know that, it allows the conversation for you to flow in such a different, impactful way because you are, you know, changing your language. If somebody's a number one, I'm not going to, you know, spend all my time trying to learn and absorb from them like I would a number five. If they're a number three, I'm not going to be dilly-dallying and sending them 800 resources from my company because they already want to buy. So my language is going to look different. The way I act and behave and my time management looks different for each of those people. So that is it for today, guys. I'm going to lose my voice on you. I'm so sorry. But I hope that this literally shed an incredible amount of light on just how you can utilize your network in a more powerful and constructive way. This method adds value to both people because both people are really being honored when there's clarity in how the impact is made on both ends. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. right after this. There's a special little snippet of BizConnect. We've got some great entrepreneurs to follow where you can learn a little bit about who they are and what they do. They'll be following every episode. And I'm just so grateful that you guys were able to hang out in my space today. Again, if you want to take a screenshot of this podcast, put it on Instagram, tag me. I'd love to see that you took a moment to listen to this. And be sure to leave a review. I'm so blessed for all the incredible reviews that people are leaving. And it just shows me that, you know, I really should keep creating awesome content for you guys. So that is it for today. Go have a kick-ass day. Do something incredible. Do something that makes you laugh and have fun. Don't make it all so uptight and, you know, dreary, the working world. It's not so bad. All right, guys, Sarah Gretzinger, founder of The Savvy Networker. Have an incredible day.